What is this? Slopes and corners and Minecraft?
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cashfly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, OMG Chad. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Today we are going to be covering a mod. This is I'm so excited to be covering. This is the Carpenter's Blocks mod by Mind Shopper. The general idea is that you have these carpenter blocks, which you can add different faces onto, layers, you can change all sorts of different properties. So without further ado, let me just jump in and show it off.
Yep.
So, to show off what this looks like, I've made the derpiest house you have ever seen, but it shows off all of the mechanics really well. First, check out this weird melon door. You've never seen a melon door before. These pumpkins that are on their sides that are diagonal? I don't understand. Oh my gosh, these are note blocks. How triangle note blocks. And to top it all off, there's sand up there. And if we walk into this house, there is nothing holding the sand up. What? This pot is shaped like a pumpkin, and it has a flower in it that normally does not fit into a pot. And a sponge bed with, oh my gosh, this is the most purple floor I have ever seen. So this is kind of what the mod does, but let me go into a little bit more detail. Here's the idea, is that you have these blocks, these are carpenter blocks, and you can do a whole bunch of different things with them. First is if you grab another block, just pick that one, and smack it, it will color the carpenter block that block's color. So this can be done with wool, it can be done with all sorts of different blocks. You can also remove it by holding down shift and clicking the block. This hammer and chisel are two tools that have been added for this mod. First, the hammer will change the block type. So I can change this into a slab. I can change it into a sort of like angular slab. And this also works on slopes. So this is a normal block. You have a slope, and the slope will do the same thing. It'll give you all sorts of different types. Here's a weird triangle type. If you, this right now I'm right-clicking to go through all the different types, but if I wanted to rotate it, I could left-click, and that will just rotate it all around, just like that. I just right-clicked. Now I'll left-click to see. You can tell I'm left-clicking now. And that is that. And there's all sorts of different pieces. This would be sort of like the top of a roof. You get different angles, all sorts of stuff. This is with the slope block. With the full block, you get just the normal slab, half slab. With the stairs, you can determine if you want the stairs to be upside down. This is sort of a corner piece. You can have an upside down corner piece. You can have this little sideways stair, which these are all achievable in normal Minecraft, except for these. These are sort of vertical stairs. On top of that, you have pressure plates. And let me quickly just go ahead and grab a few items here, just to show off that you can texture every single one of these with a texture. So we'll make that one, the redstone lamp. We'll make this one, how about a hay pressure plate? Or, it makes a lot of sense, with a grass pressure plate, and that will camouflage this pressure plate. This can be done with buttons. So let's make this button a pink stain. Whoops, get out of here. A pink stain clay button or lever. You can do that. This is their sunlight detectors. You can do it with sunlight detectors. How about let's make some diamond ore fences with fence gates? That's pretty awesome. And it even works with transparent blocks like this stained clay. This is the hatch block. And on top of that, almost all of these can be changed with the hammer as well. With all of the redstone devices, you can right-click on them, and now they will do different things. Like this one will only be activated by monsters, not players. Now it's activated by only animals, activated for everything, or only for players. You can also, I believe there is, nope, that one doesn't. There should be a way for me to There we go. So if you click forward, just a normal click, now I have inverted the polarity. So normally pressure plates are always off, but now if I step onto it, it will turn it off, and it's actually always on. Oh, and I've somehow activated it for only, here we go. Now it's only for players. There we go. You can do that same. Now this is inverted, so it should, once it updates, now it'll keep this on, and it will only turn off. And that will work for all of these redstone devices. It does need to update the block. That's why that didn't turn on immediately. But this has always bothered me that normally in light switches off, the down position is off and up position is on. So now you can fix that because in normal Minecraft, it is the opposite where down is on, which never made sense to me. With the fence gates, you can change how they look. So you can change it to sort of this picket fence. Here, let me get rid of the texture. It's just hard to see. You can change it to this picket fence. You can change it to sort of this thicker fence. You can also change it to, this is kind of what the cobble fences look like as well. Or back to just normal fence. With any of the doors in the game, you can, here, let me get rid of that texture as well. You can change it to window doors, grate doors, smaller window doors, or wooden without a window, just like that, sort of a chiseled look. And the stairs, they don't change, or sorry, ladders, they don't change, but they do look really neat, and they work just like ladders, and of course, they can be textured however you want them. This also works with torches. Torches also have an interesting property that if it is raining, they will actually burn out over time. So if you watch these, the top of the torch will turn, there we go. This one's kind of been put out a little bit. And after a while, it will turn all the way off. If the rain does stop, if it stops, it will just naturally come back on. You don't have to run by and relight any of these. So let's show how to craft some of these awesome things. And once again, these are the carpenter's blocks. So let's figure out how to craft some of these carpenter's blocks and tools. What you'll need is pretty simple. Just some planks. And you can use, of course, dark oak planks. Some sticks. And for some of the tools, you will need these iron ingots. The general recipe is put some planks in the middle, put some sticks around them, and you will get 5 carpenter's blocks for every one of these recipes. So you get lots and lots of carpenter's blocks very, very quickly. Let me go ahead and turn off the rain. From these, you can make the other base blocks, like the stairs. That's what the stairs look like. You can make the slopes, which you put them in this configuration, just like that. And now we got a slope. You can also make the tools, which is the hammer, which I showed off a little bit. But I haven't shown off the chisel. So this is the hammer. It's in this configuration. And the chisel is just 1 and 1. There we go. We got the chisel. And I'll show off what the chisel does later. And then there's a whole bunch of different other recipes for the gates. They look like this. For the ladders, there's others. So there's lots of different recipes for all of these. Trapdoors is kind of the normal trapdoor. This is the normal detector, except that it uses lapis and redstone. So you can see that these torches went off, but they'll turn right back on real soon. So that's the general idea for crafting. Now, I do want to get into the different textures. We had covered a few before. One of the neat things with this mod is, let's say we'll texture well, I don't like that texture. Get out of here, silly texture. Let's use this diamond ore instead. Once you texture these, you can actually do more to them on top of that. Let's say that I wanted some seeds on top, which is actually going to add grass on top. By shift, by holding down shift and clicking, it will add the grass. You can also do vines, so you can add vines to anything, and see, that kind of adds a really cool thing. If you want to get rid of it, hold down shift and click, and that is how you pop that right off. You can do that with snow. Snow will add through it. Snow will add snow on top. You can do it with wheat, so now it gives it kind of a nice thatched look. That's pretty cool. And finally, you can do it with string, which adds this cobweb design. Very, very useful, and adds lots and lots of functionality. Finally, I want to get to one other block by putting your your carpenter's blocks into a cube, just like this, you'll get this carpenter's collapsible block. You'll actually get 9 of them. So you get quite a bit. Throw all my carpenter's blocks on the ground. And what this does is it will make slopes very easily, like custom-type slopes. If I throw it up against this wall, you can see that it automatically throws a slope down in sort of like a predictable manner. It's kind of hard to tell. Oh, no, this one doesn't slope down. If you want to slope it down even further, you can point it at one of the edges and hit with your hammer, and that will cause the slope to happen. You can left-click to bring it back up, but this will add slopes very easily. And it adds them quite gradually. So if you wanted to add very gradual or maybe even bumpy terrain, it becomes very simple by using these slope blocks by growing and deforming the different types of terrain. Really, really cool stuff. So that is the slope block. Another thing I want to show off is that these transparent blocks, just like before, you can easily get rid of them. And it does consume one of your items, so you can't just take one and continue to hit it. Finally, I want to show off this door. The door will also change type with the hammer. If you just normal click, it will change the direction. If you right click, it will change the type between the same types that we saw with the trap door. The bed is also interesting because you can not only change the different textures on the edges, but you can also re-dye the bed. So I added purple dye to this bed, and I can quickly add it back in by hitting the bed with the purple dye. And so you can dye these sheets whatever color you want. I believe you can also, you can punch it with a hammer, and now you get the pre-built sheets as well. On the ground, these are tiles, and tiles can switch between different patterns. I chose this weird floral pattern, and then I dyed it with purple as well. So if you want to do that, you can do it. And finally, there is a carpenter's safe. This does use an iron block, but it can be textured just like the others. If I throw dye on it, it'll just do the normal texture, but with dye, I could even, throw some, wheat on top of it. There we go. Now it's a wheat-covered purple safe. What could you ask for more? If you use the hammer, it will switch it in between automation items. So if you have other mods that use pipes and things like that, you can switch between that. If you normally just open it up, it's just a normal safe. And then if you hold down shift and click, it will lock the safe. So I just unlocked it, and you can see that by the green light at the top. If I hold down shift again, I will lock it. And that means that only I or server administrators can open this safe. This blue line on the side is how full the safe is. So if I fill this full of all sorts of different items, the blue line on the side will fill up. There you go. So now it's full. So you can easily tell how full something is. And this works exactly like all the other textures. Oh, this slope right here, that was a carpenter's block. And so if I wanted to throw this texture onto it, you can. You can also see that the dye will also re-dye whichever texture we have on it. So if I pop off that dye right there, that was just a dirt safe. You could hide this. Actually, you could hide this. If I take this safe, get rid of this, plop it down here. It's not facing us, but we can still open it. Oh, I just get out of there. I need, if we do that, there we go. Now we got rid of it, but we can still open it just like that. It's a pretty hidden safe in the world, I would say. Yep. Thanks so much for watching. If you want to catch future episodes, make sure that you subscribe at twit.tv/omgcraft for the podcast version, or youtube.com/omgcraft to follow us on YouTube. See ya next time. Bye!